good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Lord, why Grammy been telling me come to church for so long? But I tell him I got mega bills to pay. Ain't got time for that. Lord, look at me now. I come in.
Grandma, oh grandma, I come in the church. All my clothes them ready, all your friends they wake. See, I get up early, I could get up and start. Going down to the altar to give the Lord my heart. Grandma, oh grandma, I come in the church. All my clothes them ready. My life, I from job to job.
Keep working.
All I try to do in life is succeed, yeah. So I work real hard to supply my need. Grandma say, I see you working real hard. But tell me, boy, what you gonna do for the Lord?
Oh, grandma, oh, grandma,
I come in the church. All the folks, them ready. All your friends, they wait. See, I get up early. I could get a fresh start.
Caribbean song for the week, coming straight from out of the Bahamas, from the singing sensation, the businessman, my brethren, my brother, the one and only Kenyatta Taylor, with his latest rake and scrape track entitled Grandma, I'm Coming to Church. And brethren, let me tell you something, I am loving this track. It is well produced, and I just love the way how you were able to put this together, man. I'm telling you, I'm really feeling this. And for those of you out there who may not know Kenyatta, you know, he's been in the trenches for years. He was the lead singer for the group Vision, known for their powerful cover of the late Dr. Miles Monroe song, Brand New World. And you know, Vision traveled the globe alongside Dr. Monroe, ministering through music. And today, Kenyatta continues his journey as a solo artist, still on fire for the Lord. And he's currently working on brand new music video. So you guys, make sure check him out on YouTube. Continue to hit him up on social media and encourage him, man. Because these artists out here, they go through a lot. And many times we are so busy pouring into others while we need to be poured into at the same time. So Kenyatta Taylor, big up yourself, man. Keep up the great work, all right? And now to my brother from another mother. Can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome the artist whose singing captivates listeners all around the world. He's the well-loved bishop who also is the twin brother of worship leader Jonathan Nelson. The very bright and showing up cool brother, Stellar Award recipient Jason Nelson. Welcome, Pastor. How are you?
I'm well, Mike. How are you?
Oh, every day's a great day, Pastor. Every day's a great day, man.
What's up, Pastor Jason Nelson? Welcome to the show, my brother. You know, it's always great having you right here with us, man. You know, but my question to you today is, you know, your songs often carry a deep theological truth with a heartfelt worship. How do you balance musical creativity with spiritual depth when writing or ministering through your music?
Hey, landlord, that's a great question. So part of it is, I think that we have a responsibility to be biblically accurate with regard to our lyrical content, especially in an age when music has a little bit veered away from Bible and gone more anecdotal in some areas. I think it's important for the word to be embedded in the music. Mm-hmm. Part of the gospel message in the gospel music genre is to still hold on to the gospel, and we can't do that without the scriptures. So you know, I try to write songs and lyrically that lean directly into both the scripture and the theology behind it, and I believe that part of that is due to I just got a degree in my master's of theology. Mm-hmm. Just a few years ago, right before I recorded that record. So part of that is the scholarship of my degree steeped into the writing for this record. I think that's how we got where we are today.
Okay. And that is truly powerful. It's one thing to write songs that sound good, but it's another to write songs that carry the weight of the word in it, man. Good stuff, man.
Congratulations on your master's, too.
Thank you.
And along with Pastor Mike Jr., you're nominated for the Most Stellar Gospel Music Awards this year, this coming August 16th in Nashville. You and PMJ are both nominated for 9 Stellar Awards each, and both of you are nominated for the Stellar Award Artist of the Year, too, along with CeCe Winans and Kenny Lewis and One Voice and Tamla Mann. And that'll be the 40th annual Stellar Awards. Congrats, man, for all that. It's a good thing the Stellar Award programs are so exciting, because you wouldn't, you know, even have time to nod off and cop a few Z's with 9 nominations, man. You got to be on your P's and Q's.
For real.
Congratulations on that.
100%. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. I'm still overwhelmed when I think about the fact that I am the top nominee receiver with Mike Jr. This year. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, man. You deserve it, man.
For real. And you already put in the work, and I think you shall reap what you already sowed, man. You're doing an amazing job, and you need to be recognized for your work, man. You just keep up the great work, bro. Pastor Jason, there is a fan of yours all the way from the UK, and he has a question for you.
Hi, my name's Grant Lee, and I'm a radio presenter, TV presenter, based here in the UK. And my question for you, Jason Nelson, is out of all of the gospel artists around the world, why did you choose Madison Ryan Ward to collaborate with you on your new single called Made New?
Hey, Grant, thank you for the question. So out of all the people who are gospel singers in the world, what made me choose Madison Ryan Ward? Part of what made me choose her is her vibe, how she interprets music, you know, what her voice does in certain spaces. I love how creative she is, and I love the fact that Madison has this ability. When you see her, if you ever get a chance to meet her, she is just this sweet, bright personality. Something about that really appealed to me when it came to singing this song, Made New. I felt like she had the ability to really transmit the message in a way that was both unique and musically intelligent. She is a phenomenal singer. So that's one of the reasons why I chose her for Made New.
Awesome. And I think you made an excellent choice by choosing Madison. The combination is truly amazing, and her voice beautifully complement yours. Beautiful song.
Congratulations on your latest song, man, Made New. It's delighting people everywhere they hear it. Tell us about the song, Made New, Bishop.
Made New is really, I think, an ode to Scripture. In 1 Corinthians, where it says, if anyone is in Christ, they're a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And we just took that idea, put it into music, and encourage people to understand that something new is happening in all of us.
Yeah. Sometimes it seems like you might be talking to like somebody that's been in Christ for a long time and saying that they can be new too with some of their habits or whatever. They can change, you know. I mean, that's kind of an impression I get. You're a new creature in Christ, but he always can improve you if you let him. That's, you know, I get that part of it too. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's part of what happens when we are in Christ and we allow ourselves to be led by the Spirit. That's the caveat. Mm-hmm. Then our habits do change. Our lifestyles change. Our tastes eventually change because we're allowing the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us.
Wow. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name.
Most definitely, Mike. We just got to continue praising the Most High, man. But Jonathan, that is a beautiful song. And, you know, I think that God is going to take you further and further. But I know you got to go. You're a very busy guy. But before you head out, I just want to thank you for always hanging out with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. We truly appreciate you, and we just wish you all the best, bro. Keep shining. Keep allowing God to use you, bro. We truly, truly wish the best for you. God bless, bro.
Landlord Mike D, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. To the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and all the islands, and Africa, thank you all for supporting my music. I am grateful.
Son of man, I'm trying my best not to fall and hurt again. Cause when I do, I have to start from the beginning. And then I can't help but think I'll never get it. But you said, I will make a way for you in the wilderness. And I'll create rivers in the sand. All it takes is willingness to trust in me, and I'll make you better than you've been. Oh, so first I hid in Christ, then he changed my life. I've been made new. Oh, I'm forgetting what's behind. My future's on the line. Change is hard, I'd rather ask for repetition.
because it's safer than faith in new beginnings. You said, I will make a way for you in the wilderness, and I'll create rivers in the sand. Yeah, all it takes is willingness to trust in me, and I will make you better than you've been.
That was the well-loved bishop, pastor, singer, and very cool Jason Nelson with his latest, the song Made New. The song features the songstress Madison Ryan Ward, too. In Jesus, we are made new. Through him, we can improve us every day, too. Made New is from Jason's album, You Belong Live, an album that just continues to solidify Jason as one of the most listened to crooners in gospel music. And we want to thank the gifted Jason Nelson for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, my brother, Jason Nelson, do be singing.
Mike, Jason is such a powerful artist, and it's always a blessing having him right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is a man of God originally from Jamaica, but he now lives in Canada, and he goes by the name of Sonny G. I want you guys to get ready to listen to his brand new single entitled Rescue Me.
Come, we have a cure for that. The blood of Jesus set me free with a drop.
Sony G is showing up grooving with his song Rescue Me. Sony G has his brand new just released in late July single Rescue Me. Sounding good in the neighborhood, landlord.
Yeah, Mike, that was Sony G with his brand new single Rescue Me. And what a cry from the heart, man. A very powerful message, powerful delivery, and you could feel the sincerity in every word. And if you've needed God to pull you out of anything, then you know exactly what that song is talking about. And guess what? He just released the official music video for this song, so make sure you guys go online and check it out, man, on YouTube. You know, big up yourself, Sonny G. Keep up the great work, man. You're very passionate about evangelism and about, you know, ministry, and I just want you to stay encouraged, man. Keep doing this wonderful music, bro, okay? All right, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, it's been said if someone talks about how hard their life is, it may beg someone else to ask, compared to what?
You know something, Mike, that is a very powerful perspective, and it really challenges us to reflect on our mindset and how we frame our struggles. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Jason Nelson, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is a fresh and rising artist from out of Jamaica, and he goes by the name of Saint Andrew. And I'm about to leave with you one of his latest tracks, and it's making big waves, man. I want you guys to check out this one called One Dawn. Turn it up and let's support new voices coming out for the kingdom. So until next time, it's your boy Landlord. Continue to stay focused. Continue to stay blessed. God got a blessing for you. God bless.
Christ are the wonder. Christ are the wonder. The rest of them are ramba. Wonder. Christ are the wonder. The rest of them are ramba. Wonder. Christ are the wonder. The rest of them are ramba. Wonder. Christ are the wonder. The rest of them are ramba.
What do you hear a man say Jesus a fear?
A the white man got a pirate. Hey. Me said no him start to get irate. Next thing me know the Holy Ghost passing down.
No him say a Jesus a master.
Start go church, no him turn pastor. Him realize say he was a DVD disaster.
No him a live life
happily ever after. Me know a girl named Sonia. She no business fi tell people say she practice warrior.
What you hear she get corona and nearly dead.
Who you think she call pan fi save
her?
Me know a trick them call Mr. McFarlane. Hey. You brought this in preach and we brawling. Last night me him say me not take no calling, but God send a Christian to baptize and bawling.
Wonder.
Christ are the wonder. The rest of them are ramba.
Wonder.
Christ are the wonder. The rest of them are ramba.
Wonder.
Christ are the wonder. The rest of them are ramba.
Wonder.
Christ are the wonder. The rest of them are ramba.
In a way, me see a girl round the corner. She tell me say me look hot like a sauna.
She asks for me name, she say she name Lana. Me tell her from the gate say me no want no palaver.
Me happily married to me wife name Shana.
And me no want no stress, me no want no drama. Cause the thing me hunger left me in a trauma.
You must say never hear about karma.
She say alright then, so you at least push. You go and give in, you just need a little push.
Same time she hear a voice say shush.
When me take a look, we don't panic wrong, she go some boom.
Holy Ghost kick her down with him. Foot, I say, yo,
can't even cook a guan like you hot and you a man cook.
When me hear from the shout,
an evangelist she don't know. Fi cry she a guan food.
Wanda, Wanda,
Christ a the Wanda,
Wanda,
the rest of them a Rangba,
Rangba,
Wanda,
Wanda,
Christ a the Wanda,
Wanda,
the rest of them a Rangba,
Rangba,
Wanda,
Wanda,
Christ a the Wanda,
Wanda,
the rest of them a Rangba,
Rangba,
Wanda,
Wanda,
Christ a the Wanda,
Wanda,
the rest of them a Rangba.
Good God, gonna clap up. Clap, 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 clap.
Now, clap up. Say, clap up.